Thank you for joining with us here this evening at Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. Wherever you are listening in online, our prayer is tonight that the Lord will draw near to you, though we might be separated physically. Our prayer is that you will know the outpouring of the Spirit of God upon your heart. If you're a believer, we pray that you'll be blessed, built up, encouraged, and strengthened, and led on with the Lord in these days. And if you're listening in online tonight and you're still not saved, even tonight through the Word of God, our prayer is that you might be made wise unto salvation. We ask you to pray for our online broadcast, and you can listen in online to our services here during this present time of lockdown every Lord's Day. That's every Sunday at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And then every Tuesday night here at 8 p.m. And also remind our youth fellowship of the Zoom meeting this coming Friday night, the 4th of December at 8 o'clock. And the speaker is Mr. Ian Moore, our youth leader. So do pray for the young people as they gather together in that fashion around the Word of God, that they might know the blessing of the Lord upon them. Also, if anyone is needing pastoral support at this time, do not hesitate to contact me, either by phone or email, and I'd be glad to help you in whatever way I can. Now, we're going to just look to the Lord in prayer. That's really all by way of announcements. And just ask for God's blessing upon His Word tonight to our hearts and souls. Our loving God, our gracious Father in heaven, we gather, Lord, before Thee this night in the Saviour's precious and wonderful and all holy name. And Father, we thank Thee tonight for that name that is higher than every other name. That Thy Word says that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we thank Thee tonight that Christ is King of kings and that He is Lord of lords. And that He is our Saviour, He is our Redeemer. He is the one that died for our sins upon the cross, who paid the redemption price for our salvation in full, when He poured out His life unto death, even the death of the cross. And we rejoice, O God, tonight that He is alive forevermore, that He is risen again from the dead. And Father, we thank Thee that He is seated at Thy right hand in the glory of heaven. And we thank Thee that there He intercedes for the people of God. We thank Thee tonight, Lord, for the merit of His precious blood, the merit of His perfect righteousness. And Father, we thank Thee that we can call Thee Abba, our Father, because of Christ, and that we are accepted in the Beloved, that through Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we return Thee thanks for Thy goodness and Thy mercies to us throughout this day already. We thank Thee for every good and every perfect gift. And we thank Thee for the temporal mercies and blessings of life that we have and that we enjoy. And we thank Thee that all good things come from Thee. And we thank Thee that Thou art the Father of mercies, that Thou art the God of all grace. We thank Thee for Thy presence with us throughout today. We thank Thee, Father, for the reality of Thy grace and the sufficiency of Thy grace in our lives as the people of God to meet our needs day by day. And Father, we thank Thee tonight that we can gather around the Word of God. We rejoice, O God, tonight in the Bible, that living Word, that eternal Word, that Word that has been given to us from God. And Father, we thank Thee that Thy Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And O God, as we gather before Thee this night, we confess our sins before Thee. We acknowledge that we've sinned against Thee today in thought and word and in deed. We pray for that fresh cleansing in our Savior's blood. We pray, O God, that Thou wilt pour out Thy Spirit upon us, that Thou wilt speak to us tonight through Thy Word and through Thy truth. Wherever we would meet, Lord, in our homes or other places listening into Thy Word, we thank Thee, O God, that the Word of God is not bound. And Lord, we ask Thee to pour out Thy Spirit. Bless Thy Word to every heart. We thank Thee for every believer, every child of God. Now, listening to Your Word, we pray that Thou wilt bless them, that Thou, Lord, will encourage the saints of God, that Thou wilt strengthen Your people and bless the witness of Your people in these days, and use, Lord, the testimony of the saints of God, even, Lord, to the extension of Thy kingdom. Do remember, Lord, any who might be listening in online, even this evening, unseen. We thank Thee for their attendance the Word of God. And Lord, we pray that Thou wilt speak to them. Lord, You've said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And Father, we pray that Thou wilt bless Thy Word savingly and powerfully to their hearts and to their souls. Bless our land tonight. Remember our nation. Remember, Lord, wherever Thy people gather together around Thy Word, some in their homes, some in drive-in meetings, Lord, and other means whereby Thy Word has been preached and proclaimed. We pray that Thou wilt bless Thy Word, and that Thou wilt pour out Thy Spirit upon this land, upon this nation. And we pray, O God, that Thou wilt come in mighty reviving power, that Thou wilt bless and strengthen and revive Thy church in these days, Lord. Wilt Thou not revive us again, Lord? We would say, like the psalmist of old, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee. We pray that, Lord, even tonight, Lord, there'll be many saved, that there'll be great rejoicing in heaven amongst the angels of God, over sinners repenting and coming to know and to trust the Lord for salvation. Again, Lord, remember the situation in our land regarding this virus. We pray that Thou wilt stay this pandemic, we ask of Thee. Give comfort to those that have suffered loss through it, and those that are ill with it, Lord, and are battling with its effects. We pray that Thou wilt strengthen them, that Thou wilt give healing to them. Remember our government as they would deal with the situation. Give them wisdom. May they realize their need of Thee, and may they look to Thee, O God. And Father, we pray for those in the medical services as well, dealing with the situation in the front line. Grant Your protection upon them, and Thy blessing to be their portion, O Lord, we pray. Do bless us now, we ask, still our hearts before Thee. Bless the reading of the Word of God to our hearts. Bless the preaching of Thy Word. Give us that fresh anointing and infilling of God the Holy Ghost. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory, giving Thee thanks. Amen. Now our Bible reading this evening is taken from the Old Testament book of Proverbs. We're reading from Proverbs chapter number 23. We're reading from verse 1 of the chapter, just going down to the end of the verse number 23. Proverbs is a wonderful book, especially for the Christian, the believer, to read and to study. Great gems of wisdom for our life, day by day, and all that concerns us here on earth. And we're reading tonight from Proverbs chapter 23, beginning our reading at the verse 1. Encourage you, wherever you are, also to get out your Bible, look up the passage, read along with us, and just pray that as you read, God will bless His Word to your heart this evening. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 1. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labour not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Amen. We'll end our reading there at verse 23. Our prayer is that God will bless this reading of His inerrant and infallible and eternal word to all our hearts. Now, the verse of scripture I want you to look at with me tonight is verse number 17 there of Proverbs chapter 23. That verse says, "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." Now, in this verse 17 of Proverbs chapter 23, you'll see that there is a twofold precept for the child of God. There is the precept of fearing God, and then there is also the precept of not envying sinners. Now, in this world, the ungodly, yes, may seem to prosper for a season. Also in this world, especially during times of difficulty and trial, the believer may be tempted to envy the wicked, or if you like, envy the ungodly. Well, in all of this, God's people must remember that this world, the scene of time, is not the end. You see, after this life, there is either hell or heaven. And hell is for the unbeliever, for the unrepentant sinner, for the ungodly. Whereas heaven is for the believer, for those who have trusted Christ as Savior, for those who are born again of the Holy Spirit and have repented of their sin. Therefore, in light of all this, it is folly for the Christian, for the believer, to envy the child of God in this life. And this really was the lesson that God was underlining to His people here in the day of Solomon, whenever these words were penned by Solomon of old. And it's that same lesson, I believe, that God also wants His people to take note of today, this year 2020, this year that we know is the year of COVID-19. Yes, God, through His word here, would say to you and I who are saved by the grace of God tonight, He would say, "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." And as we would ponder then these words and the precepts that are found there, and there are three important things I want you to note and I want to share with you this evening. You'll notice, first of all, here a duty to be heeded, a duty to be heeded. The end of verse number 17 there says, "But be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." To fear the Lord is a duty for all God's redeemed people. Verse 13 of Isaiah chapter 8, it says there, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts Himself, and let Him be your fear, and let Him be your dread." And there is a command to the child of God given, a call to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord was the mark of Job of old, that godly patriarch that you read about in the Old Testament. This is how he is described in Job chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "Job was one that feared God." The fear of God was the mark of the life of Job of old. Now, speaking upon the importance of this very matter in the life of God's people, and John Calvin, the great Protestant reformer, said, "There is no wisdom but that which is founded on the fear of God." He knew the importance, the relevance of this matter of the believer, the child of God, the church of Christ, fearing the Lord. And what then does it mean to fear the Lord? Well, to fear the Lord means, yes, to acknowledge God as our loving Heavenly Father. You think of the words of Christ in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, in the verse number 9. He says there, in reference to God's people in prayer, He says, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And there by those words, He reminds the people of God that God is their Heavenly Father. Child of God, this is a truth you must realize and never lose sight of in your Christian life. Believer, child of God,
through faith in Christ as Savior, God is now your loving Heavenly Father. You have been adopted into His family, into His kingdom. And as such, God is one as your loving Heavenly Father who watches over you, believer. He cares for you. He provides for you. He protects you. The psalmist says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. And for you and I to fear the Lord means for us to remember this, to keep this truth before us, that God is indeed our loving Heavenly Father. Let me say that if you're listening in online this evening and to this message and you are still not saved, then please understand this, that for God to become your Heavenly Father, for you to know God as your Heavenly Father, then friend, whoever you are, wherever you are, you must come by faith to Christ. You must trust Christ as your own and personal Savior and repent of your sins. Think of what the Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12. There it speaks of Christ and says, but as many as received Him, to them give He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. For you to become a child of God, whoever you are unsaved, you must come by faith to Christ. Receive Him by faith into your heart and life as Savior. Repent of your sin. And trust in Him. Rest upon His sacrifice, His blood alone for the cleansing away of your sin and the salvation of your soul. This is how you can indeed become a child of God. Yes, to fear the Lord means to realize and to acknowledge God as our loving Heavenly Father. But then we can also say further, to fear God means, yes, to turn away from sin, to turn our back upon sin. And again, this was the mark of Job of old. This is what it says about Job. In Job 1, verse 1, it says, Job feared God, and then it says this, and eschewed evil. That word eschewed there really means to turn away from, to turn aside from. And Job was one who turned away from evil and from sin. And believer, to fear the Lord, you and I also must turn our back upon evil and sin and that which is not of God. Yes, to fear the Lord means to turn away from sin. We can say further that to fear the Lord means to serve the Lord. You think of the words of Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 15, he says these words. He says, so did not I because of the fear of God. And there you see Nehemiah was a man who feared the Lord. But something else to be noted about Nehemiah as you read about him in the Bible is this, that he was a servant of God. He served the Lord in his day and generation. Under God and with God's help and blessing, he was used to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. He was used as a reformer amongst God's ancient people. And he served the Lord. Yes, to fear the Lord means to serve the Lord. And believer in Christ, if you and I are to live in the fear of the Lord, then we are to serve the Lord. We must give ourselves up to the service of God in whatever way we can. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 20 in the verse 9, it says, serve Him with a perfect heart. The psalmist says, serve the Lord with gladness. To fear the Lord, yes, means to recognize Him as our loving Heavenly Father. Means to turn away from sin, but it also means to serve Him. In whatever way we can, whatever capacity we can, by whatever opportunity comes our way. Then we can say further, to fear God means to acknowledge Him as the judge of all men. You think of the Apostle Paul. He was one who feared the Lord. His life was marked by the fear of the Lord. Yet in Romans chapter 14 in the verse 12, he says these words. He says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. He knew that the Lord was the judge and that he one day would give account of his life to the Lord, even as a Christian. He would give account of his service and his Christian life and testimony to God. Dear child of God, dear Christian, if you and I, yes, if we are to give a good account of our life to God at the judgment seat of Christ, then we must be those who live in the fear of the Lord. Think of what the hymn writer says. He says, by earnest consecration, walk the narrow way. And that's our responsibility here on earth. And that's what it means to fear the Lord. Something of what it means. You'll notice there in the latter part of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17, it speaks of all the day long. It says, be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. What does that mean? It means that you and I, yes, we are to live in the fear of the Lord in every circumstance of our life, day by day. In times of sickness, in times of sorrow, in times of trial, in times of adversity, in times of persecution, in times of national crisis, we are to live in the fear of God. This is to be our testimony. Whatever our lot is in this life, in this scene of time. Yes, we see here a duty to be heeded. It says there, be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. But notice secondly here, a caution that is to be obeyed. A caution that is to be obeyed. It says there at the beginning of verse 17 of Proverbs chapter 23, it says, let not thine heart envy sinners. That word envy there, as you find it in verse 17, really means to have a jealous desire. And believer, you and I are not to be desirous of the ungodly or of their ways. Nor are we to have a jealous desire for them or, if you like, of them and of their ways. Yes, even when they may seem to apparently prosper in this world, we are to heed this caution where it says, let not thine heart envy sinners. And this is something that can sadly happen. The child of God, they can envy the sinner in this life and in the way of the sinner in this life. That is what happened to Lot of old. In the book of Genesis, yes, Lot was a believer in Christ who was envious of the seeming prosperity of the wicked in his day and generation. What does the Bible tell you about Lot? In Genesis chapter 13, verse 12, it says this, that Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. He went and he lived in Sodom. He envied the ungodly. The well-watered plains of Sodom caught his eye. And he pitched his tent there. He took his family there. And he went and he lived there amongst that ungodly people. And that envious choice of the ungodly had led to terrible and tragic consequences in Lot's life and indeed in the life of his family. You see, by living in Sodom, Lot was a Christian who lost the peace of God in his life. You see, the Bible speaks of Lot and Sodom, and it says this about him in the New Testament book of 2 Peter. It says, Lot was vexed with the filthy conversation of the righteous. And that word vexed means that his heart, his soul, his being was greatly troubled and perplexed by the ungodly around him. He lost the peace of God in that place. Why? Because he envied them in the first place, and he chose to go and live in the plain of Sodom and Gomorrah. Also in Sodom, he was to lose his influence, his testimony for God. For you read about him in the Bible whenever he sought to warn his sons-in-law of God's judgment upon Sodom because of its awful sin. And the Bible says this about Lot in Genesis 19 verse 4. It says, but he seemed as one that mocked. He lost his influence. The power of his testimony wasn't as it once was. Why? Because he envied the sinner and the ungodly. And he sought to be like them and live amongst them. Then we read also how he lost his wife, his nearest and dearest to Sodom. For whenever God overthrew Sodom for its sin and poured upon it fire and brimstone from heaven, the Bible speaks of Lot's wife in Genesis chapter 19, verse 26, and it says this, his wife looked back. She became a pillar of salt. My, there were tragic consequences in the life of Lot and his family because he envied the way of the ungodly in his day and generation. Child of God, can I say to you tonight, the caution of our text is one that we must obey as God's children by the grace of God in our lives. It says, let not thine heart envy sinners. This is a caution, Christian, to be obeyed in your life. to disobey this caution is to do so at our peril. It is to do so at our spiritual detriment.
Can I say to you tonight, dear Christian, no matter how the wicked may seem to prosper, how that may appear, as it were, you and I must turn our back upon the ungodly ways of this world. It says, let not thine heart envy sinners. Let not thine heart desire the ways and the lifestyle and the things of the ungodly. We are to turn our back upon those ways. Turning your Bible with me over to the New Testament book of 1 John. 1 John chapter number 2. And I want you to see there what John says to God's people about this matter. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15, 16, and 17. And this is the counsel of the Word of God to you and I who are saved. It says this in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. It says, love not the world. And it talks here about the world. It's talking about the spirit, the ways of this ungodly world. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Notice the contrast there. We're to love not the world. But what are we to do in place of not loving the world? It is this, you and I who are saved. We are to do the will of God. For it says there, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Christian, you and I, yes, we must be like the hymn writer. What did the hymn writer say? They said, take the world, but give me Jesus. All its joys are but our name. Our text says, let not thine heart envy sinners. Daily, child of God, pray. Pray that God would keep your heart from being disturbed, or if you like, being taken up by the seeming prosperity of the ungodly. Also pray, child of God, that the Lord, yes, would keep your heart from envying, indeed, following the ways of the ungodly. Listen to the counsel of the psalmist in Psalm 37, verse 1. He says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Oh yes, a caution to be obeyed and a duty to be heeded. But notice in the final place from our text tonight here in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 17, notice also that we see a prospect that is to be considered. And you see this in the next verse following our text, verse 18 of Proverbs chapter 23. We see here a prospect to be considered. It says, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. And believer, you and I were not to envy the wicked and ungodly. Why? Because there is an end there. It says, for surely there is an end. We are not to envy ungodly. Why? Because there is an end to their seeming, an end to their apparent prosperity in this world. What is that end? And the Bible shows you and I what that end is. That end of the ungodly is eternal punishment in hell, eternal judgment in hell for their sin. Psalm 9, verse 17 says this, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. In Psalm 73, in the verse number 18, the psalmist there is speaking about the end of the wicked, the end of the ungodly. And this is what he says. He says, how are they brought into desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. And there he's referring to the judgment of the wicked, the judgment of the ungodly in hell itself. Oh, Christian, never allow yourself to be deceived into envying or desiring the ungodly in the way of the ungodly. For their ways of sin, their ways of unrighteousness, they lead to a terrible end in the lake of fire and a lost sinner's hell. Rather, child of God, you and I are to live in the fear of the Lord. Look again at verse 18, what it says there. It says, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. If you've got a Bible with a central margin, you'll see there that word end there literally can be translated reward.
And you could rightly read verse 18 and say, for surely there is a reward. And this reminds you, Christian, yes, that there is a reward for those who live in the fear of God. The Bible teaches that. It shows that. Psalm 58, verse number 11. The psalmist says, verily there is a reward for the righteous. In other words, a reward for those who fear the Lord. And what is that reward, child of God? What does it mean? Well, child of God, this reward, yes, means peace of conscience. Here in this earth, here in this world, here in this scene of time. It means to know the peace of God that passeth all understanding. It means to know peace with God, a peace of God ruling and reigning in your heart and soul day by day. Listen to the words of the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 165. He says there, great peace have all they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Talks here about great peace. That's the portion of those in this life who fear the Lord. That is part of our reward here on earth in fearing the Lord. And then there is also the reward of strength. Strength for Christian service and doing the will of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 in the verse number 25, it says there, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And as you fear the Lord and seek to serve the Lord and do His will, dear Christian, the Lord will give you the strength and the grace that you need to live for Him in His honor and His glory. Then also we can say that this reward for the Christian means comfort in death. When we come to leave this world, the scene of time, yes, we will have comfort knowing that we've sought to live for God, that we've done the will of God in our day and generation. The psalmist speaks of the believer when they come to leave this world who has sought to live for God. In Psalm 37, verse 37, he says, mark up the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Now, there's a complete contrast between the end of the Christian on earth who has lived for God, who has feared the Lord, who has walked with God. Complete contrast between their end, the end of the ungodly, and the end of those who have turned away from following after the Lord and living for the Lord. Then we can also say that this reward also means a crown of glory in heaven for those who have faithfully served the Lord below on earth, who have walked with God, obeyed the Lord, who have feared the Lord. Turn with me your Bible over to 1 Peter chapter number 5 and the verse number 4. We looked at this on the Lord's Day past. And my, it reminds us of the reward in heaven for the faithful believer, the faithful child of God. It says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4, it says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, that's when Christ returns, it says, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. What a prospect we have. Yes, believer, to fear the Lord may not be popular today, may not be popular with the masses of the world and of humanity. But all that matters, child of God, is that you and I live to please the Lord. Child of God, as you journey through this life, through this world, through the scene of time in your home life, in your family life, in your workplace, in the work of God that you may be involved in, wherever God leads you in His providence and His will, by God's grace, may you seek to live in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Our verse says, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. By God's grace, may this be our testimony day by day as the people of God in our day and in our generation. Thank you for joining with us tonight. I pray that God will bless His word to your heart wherever you are, that you'll know the blessing of the Lord. If you're a believer, that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. And if you're not saved tonight, listening in, oh, that you would come and taste and see that the Lord is good, and put your trust in Him for salvation. Just before we close in prayer, I'd just like to leave a few prayer requests with you. Do you remember Mr. Noble from our congregation who is ill in hospital, recovering from surgery? Remember him in your prayers. Remember also the little family in your prayers, that they would know God's healing hand. And also Daphne's sister, Pamela, who is ill at this time. Remember her and that family circle in your prayers. Remember the old and the infirm and the shut-ins as well.
and those that are shielding, that God's hand of blessing would be upon them. Do pray for our land. Pray for revival and reformation. Do pray for our church ministry here, the online ministry, the Sunday school work, the children's work, the Bethel Children's Crusade, the youth fellowship, that God would bless these different aspects of the work of God. Remember the labors also of our brother, Mr. Colin Maxwell. The open-air ministry is off now during the lockdown, but pray for him and Noel again as we take it up soon in the will of the Lord, that God would go before them and be with them. And remember our missionaries. Maybe you could remember those laboring in the land of Liberia, Western Africa. And God would bless them, watch over them and protect them. Use them for His honor and glory. And then remember the situation regarding the virus in our land at this time. But we'll just seek the Lord and encourage you to pray wherever you are tonight. Even though you're in your home and maybe apart from other believers. Thank God you're not apart from the Lord, dear child of God. You can lift your heart in prayer to God. The Bible says the eye of the Lord is upon the righteous, and that His ear is open unto their prayers. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us around the Word of God tonight. And these words that Thou hast given to us, when Thou said, "Let not Thine heart envy sinners, but be Thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." May our lives be marked as God's people by the fear of the Lord. May we not, as it were, hanker after the ways of the ungodly. Help us to remember that there is an end. Yes, there's an awful end for the ungodly, but there's a blessed end for the child of God in glory, for those who have walked with the Lord and served the Lord on earth. May that be our desire, Lord. May that be our testimony. By God's grace, may that be just the mark of our lives, day by day, as a people and as a congregation here in Enniskillen. Remember those who are sick. Remember Mr. Noble in hospital. Touch him and strengthen him at this time. Do you remember the little family, Lord? Strengthen them and raise them up in their time of need. Remember also, Lord, Daphne's sister as well. Meet every need there and be near that family. And we pray for the elderly and the shut-ins in our congregation, those who are shielding, that Thou will bless them, that Thou will encourage them, that they will know Thy presence, that they'll know the joy of the Lord being their strength. Lord, many are anxious today, many are fearful. Yet, O God, we thank Thee that in the fears and the cares of life, we can cast our burden upon the Lord. Thou said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee." Again, Lord, do remember the ministry of this church here, the online ministry. Remember the youth fellowship as they meet on Friday night around Thy Word. Bless Ian as he brings your Word to them. Remember the Sunday school, each teacher, the members of the Bible class as well, as they're off at this time. May Your hand be upon them. The work of Bethel Children's Crusade, bless Gillian in this work and encourage her and open up those doors again. Remember Colin also in his outreach open air ministry, again open up that door again. May it be a mighty, effectual door to the saving of many precious souls through the preaching of Thy Word in the open air. And Lord, we just pray that Thou would bless every family connected with this church and unite every family in the Lord. We pray for our missionaries tonight at home and abroad. Bless them. Many of them are alone and isolating and difficult circumstances. Be near them. Remember Thy servants there in Liberia, Lord, connected with our own denomination. Lord, bless them and be with them and use them for the glory of God. And pour out Thy Spirit upon that land. And may it know a mighty visitation of God. Again, Lord, just have mercy upon our own land at this time. And stem this pandemic, we pray. Lift it from our land and from our nation. And grant, Lord, that in time to come we'll give Thee thanks and say, "Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us even in this matter." Accept of our thanks now for Thy presence. And Lord, bless us right this week that lies before us. And help us to live in the light of Thy Word and to live in the light of Thy truth. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen.